Delaware is one of the easiest states to set up a company and draws criticism that lax licensing laws enable terrorism, drug trafficking, and money laundering. Now, state leaders are implementing a new requirement to ensure that the state's 1.3 million LLCs are legitimate businesses and not shell companies, as WHYY's Shirley Min reports.
Delaware is calling for regular checks of all limited liability companies, or LLCs, against a federal database of terrorists, international drug traffickers, and other criminals. The new guidelines will require all registering agents who set up LLCs in the state on behalf of their clients to perform quarterly screenings against a federal sanctions list of people, companies, and regions. Deputy Secretary of State Chris Knight says the majority of the big commercial agents in the state already screen regularly because they don't want to risk being penalized under federal law. However, he says that's not necessarily the case with smaller agents.
What we're asking some of the smaller entities to do is to step up and do that same level of due diligence and screen that complete registry, because it's not enough to just do it at formation, but we really need to have an ongoing monitoring process.
Last month, an indictment against former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort stated 9 Delaware business entities were used in an international money laundering and tax fraud scheme. The Mexican drug lord, known as El Chapo, even had a Delaware LLC for his drug money.
We want to become known as the Cayman Islands of the world.
State Representative John Kowalko says tweaking the Department of State's internal policy doesn't go far enough. He wants the agents to review new LLC applications against 12 separate federal laws.
If we can stop one money launderer, or we can stop one terrorist nation from laundering money here, we may be stopping a catastrophe from happening down the road. The LLC license laws in Delaware are just too lacking in transparency, lacking in the ability to identify who is actually applying for this.
Knight says the extra measures Kowalko favors would be burdensome and expensive. The revised procedure isn't in writing yet. Knight says he's currently working with the Delaware Department of Justice on how to enforce the new standards. From the Delaware desk, Shirley Min, WHYY News.